Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
You know, Jim, it is almost, not quite, but almost time to start talking about the golf outing.
It seems like before something gets too far in our rearview mirror, there's something else we need to be looking out that's right ahead of us.
Right. I'm just saying.
That'll be coming up in May, toward the end of May. We'll give you more details about
that. We say that and giggle now, but it'll be here before you know it.
And the golf outing's coming up, again, toward the end of May, and we'll tell you more about it on the radio here, and we'll also... If you were a golfer before, we're going to do our best to get you an email so you get kind of first crack at it, so to speak, because we were very close. The last 2 years, we are very close to full. We want to have a big golf outing. We want it to be a big success and a fun event for everybody. But there's only so many golfers you can put on a golf course at one time without a big traffic jam.
Well, but you know, we said this, a couple months ago at a staff meeting that we had, the people who come to the golf outing and the people who come to the dinner are really a different crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was interesting to me. The very first time I went to a golf outing, I was expecting all the people who come to the dinner, but it's completely different people, and yet they all support Catholic Radio, and we depend on their support. We're all listeners supported, but really it's two separate groups.
It is really, and we're very fortunate to have all those different groups, because we also have people that at share-a-thon time kind of step up and really help us out big time, and we have other people kind of at year end. That's the time that they want to really help Catholic Radio. So we try and spread those events out all year round, and it works out well because everybody's schedule is a little different, and by having those events spread out like that, it works out well.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, this is actually a part two from last week. We have Lori Brown, state leader, and David Proctor, associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And it was brought to my attention, I always ask this question, and I didn't ask this question last week, about how you two got involved with this, how you first heard about it, and what attracted you, what caught you, because I have been involved in many things in my life, different cenacles, different movements, different devotions, and there's always something. It resonates with me, and I can tell you why I got involved, why I went to the second meeting. So what was it? Where were you? How did it happen, Lori? Tell us a little bit about you, and then David, how'd you first hear about this?
Actually, I was in the process of putting together a parish consecration for Holy Rosary. This goes back a couple of years. And I was on the website, myconsecration.org, looking for materials, and they were offering the Flame of Love diary. And they were offering it for free at that time. And I thought, oh, well, I'll look into that. Got the book, began to read it over Christmas time, got busy over Christmas time. Then in the spring 2016, Tony Mullen, the national director of the Flame of Love movement, came to our women's conference, and he gave a talk. And so Sunday morning when I went to Mass and arrived at Holy Rosary, all these women were very excited and talking about this Flame of Love movement that they had heard about. I had personally missed the women's conference. And someone came up to me and they said, have you heard of it? And I said, well, I've been reading this diary. Well, have you received the Flame of Love? Have you received the flame? No. She said, well, I give it to you now. And she said a little prayer. Karis Roller is her name. And that started it. And I've been Marian for years, praying the rosary for years and years. And when I heard that the Blessed Mother is begging for help to save souls and there's a special grace involved, I wanted to give my all to this. I was so excited and in awe that God has granted such a grace.
Okay, interesting. David, what about you?
Well, my involvement really starts with St. Michael Prayer Group. There's four of them from Father Blunt, and he...
Father Blunt is definitely
involved, and actually he's probably one of the spiritual directors for this movement. He is. In fact, I know he is.
Oh, yeah. We're well familiar with him at Catholic
And I
Radio.
Happen to be in a group with Kathy Denny, who you probably know well, and we started this Flame of Love Rosary, but just a couple... you know, Hail Marys at a time. The next thing we know, a few months later, we're doing the whole rosary with the Flame of Love. We'd be doing that for 3 years, you know, or 2.5 years by this point. Then how I got more involved with it, I'm also a member at Mother Redeemer Retreat Center with the MIM movement down there with the Franciscans. And I just had a sense that I was supposed to do something more at Our Lady of the Greenwood. There was already a cenacle going on at 10 to 11 in the Adoration Chapel, but I just had a sense to do something more with it.
Oh, my.
So the first person I called, Lori had already been in contact with. Her name is Mary Kennedy, and she was in league with Lisa Fox, and they were already doing it in their homes. And I said, we got to get this in the parish. And they both have a lot of kids. They both have, you know, 8 kids, 10 kids apiece. And so we were able
to
find
that. Is that Mike and Lisa Fox?
No, Lisa and Chet.
Oh, Chester. Chester.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, but anyway, we were in the, there was a time slot we could find on Friday nights, and we did that. And then they said, well, you know, we need to get Monsignor Schwarzkopf involved in this. So Lisa Fox literally ran into Monsignor Schwarzkopf, gave him the Flame of Love book because he wanted to read about it and understand it. And within a week, he read it, and he has really been on fire with it. I mean, every time we have a conflict of our daily chapel, which is where our 60-year-old part of the church is, he'll set us up in the main church. He's done so. You know, we had October 13th. Was, you know, of course, the big Fatima day. And he goes, you know what? You can have the big statue. You can take it out of our office. You know, and he just did everything he could. So I've really been, you know, he's been over backwards to help us out. And it's growing. We'll have a lot of times we'll have 15 or 20 people at the cenacles. And so it's exciting to watch that happen. And there's growth in the families. People are excited to be there. At the end, a lot of times we'll bless ourselves with holy water. So little kids will go back and get some holy water and they'll bless each other. So it's really exciting to do that. And then so many times at the end, we'll do a Flame of Love. We'll have a little prayer that we can say that people will reignite, if you will, the Flame of Love in their hearts so they can carry that to their homes afterwards.
You know, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we're chatting with Lori Brown, who's the state leader, and David Proctor, the associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we kind of introduced it last week a little bit. If you haven't heard that, go to our website and pull up the podcast and listen to that. And then this is kind of a carrying on and a PS to that. I would like to talk a little bit more about Tony Mullen, who, of course, is coming to Indianapolis next month. And he's the national leader. He's coming March 5th, but we'll get the particulars about that. You know, I have so many questions. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. First of all, here in Indianapolis, you mentioned Monsignor Schwarzkopf, but actually there's another parish that's also two other parishes involved, and Tony Mullen is, I think, going to be visiting a couple of them when he comes to town next month. What are the other parishes involved with this so far that you know of, Lori?
Well, at Holy Rosary Parish, downtown Indianapolis, there is also a Flame of Love prayer cenacle and study group, and they meet the first and third Wednesdays of the month, from 7 to 9 after the 5:45 Mass. And Tony will also be visiting St. Luke Parish, and he'll be speaking there on March the 7th from 7 to 8:30, and he'll be speaking on Monday, March the 5th at 7 o'clock at Our Lady of the Greenwood Parish, where Dave just mentioned there is a family holy hour, a Flame of Love family holy hour. And then he'll be going down to Bloomington, Indiana at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church and speaking after their 5:30 Mass.
So would you say, I mean, this is a relatively new movement when you're talking about movements in the church, because the church takes a long time, you know, in deciding to bless things and or approve things. And we talked a little bit about this last week, but we talked about the apostolic blessing. Lori, would you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. This is something that happened in 2000. 13, and our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, gave his apostolic blessing just as he did with the Divine Mercy diary and movement. We also have the approval of Cardinal Peter Erdő. He gave his imprimatur to the Hungarian translation in 2009, and he is the Cardinal Primate of Hungary and also the President of the Council of the Episcopal Conferences of Europe, which is means he resides over 60% of the bishops in our world today. And he not only approves this and promotes it, but he also personally practices this movement because he really believes this is truly a grace for our times right now and will help us pull out of this these dark times and secular times that we live in.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the particulars of this. We talked a little bit about last week about Elizabeth Kindelman, the woman, the Hungarian woman who was given these special locutions from the Blessed Mother and our Lord. Tell us a little bit about her. You said that the locutions lasted for about 20 years, from the 60s to the 80s to 82, I think you said. What happened to her after this then? I mean, give us the PS to her life story.
Well, interestingly enough, and really thankfully, God has given a special amount of graces to people who are ill, and they offer their sufferings up for the conversion of sinners. In fact, a multitude of souls, a massive amount of souls, that's the word used in the diary, are blessed when someone is sick and they offer up their sufferings for the conversion of sinners and say those flame of love prayers. Elizabeth did this her entire life after receiving these interlocutions, of course. And so after the locutions ended, she ended up with an illness and eventually died from it just a couple of years later. I think it was in 1985. And she had a beautiful death, and there was a strong, strong fragrance of roses in the room where when she passed away, which was a sign to many people. She passed away alone, with no one at her bedside, and people went into the room and smelled this, and there were no flowers in the room. It was truly a supernatural gift that God gave of approval, of confirmation that she had heard from the Blessed Mother, and I think we all know traditionally that's one of those signs that is given. But that's one of the sufferings that she was given, was to die alone and have this. But she offered it all up.
And on that note, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guests today, David Proctor and Lori Brown. They are the state leader and associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You know, we've been talking a little bit about this. I think people are always curious and interested with new things, new prayers, new devotions, new movements. Of course, we always need, you mentioned the Unity Prayer, I think it was called. Of course, we need a little bit of that right now in our country, that's for sure. But you talked a little bit about, and we didn't talk specifically, about promises that our Lord and our Lady promised us through this devotion. What are you talking about when you say, what are some of the promises or the fruits that might come from this devotion?
Well, one of the things I'd like to mention is the effects of the flame of love, okay, in our lives. You know, by the flame of love, it says here, I will expand your soul to receive more abundant graces. As heat expands iron and allows it to form, so I will draw you near my burning heart to form your soul according to my plan. And the flame of love will prepare souls for the Lord's inspiration. And then finally, we were talking about how Satan has been blinded for some hours and has been ceased dominating souls. Talks about lust as a sin that makes so many victims because Satan is now powerless and blind. The evil spirits are set and inert, and they fall into lethargy. They do not understand what has happened. Satan has stopped giving them orders, and consequently, souls are free from the domination of the evil one and now making sound resolutions. And once these millions of souls emerge from this event, they will be much stronger in a resolve to stay firm.
I recognize that as an excerpt from the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and it mentioned this several times in the book, and you mentioned it also last week, and I wondered if you could talk a little bit more about it, and that is the blinding of Satan. It sounds intuitively like it might mean one thing, but I don't want to overlay or interpret that, give it my own my own explanation. So,
right.
So what do you think is meant? Because it's mentioned over and over again as a particular grace almost, or outcome or effect of this devotion.
Yeah. I mean, as we know, Satan has a powerful, he's very, very powerful. And what these prayers do, they literally disarm him. He loses his powers. He loses his vision. He can't foresee what's making us tick. He can't instruct his little miniature demons, if you will, to do it, and they just fall into lethargy. They no longer have the ability to push us in the directions that would take us down the wrong path. So that's the blinding part, is he actually just takes away his power to influence his minions, power to do those kinds of things.
And really, this is striking, because back in 1846, when Our Blessed Mother appeared to the two children at La Salette, I'd like to read a quote from then at that time. Our Lady said, "Lucifer, together with a large number of demons, will be unleashed from hell. They will put an end to faith little by little, even those dedicated to God. They will blind people in such a way that unless they are blessed with a special grace, they will take on the spirit of the demons of hell." Well, this brings to mind the flame of love, which blinds Satan, and this is a special grace. So we feel there's an absolute connection with what happened in the last 100 and some years with this Satan getting a stronghold over the world.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Lori Brown. She's the state leader, and David Proctor, the associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You know, listeners, there are so many opportunities that we have, for deepening and increasing our faith. But I think it's wonderful when an opportunity comes our way that is new and fresh. And you have mentioned promises that are being offered and signal graces that come. And, we talked about signal graces last week, but actually I looked it up, because the way I would have described it and the way I read it described was a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I always thought a signal grace was kind of a wink from your guardian angel, kind of a little gift, an extra little grace that was given, sometimes an unexplained good thing that happened in your life. And actually, if you were to look at 10 different sites, they say they define signal graces in 10 different ways. Hmm. So, Jim, how would you have defined a signal grace?
I don't think I've ever heard the term signal grace before.
That comes way back from if I'd gotten out my Baltimore Catechism, I think it's actually in the Baltimore Catechism. But we don't talk about these things very often. We don't talk about the corporal works of mercy or spiritual works of mercy or actual grace or sanctifying grace. We don't talk about these little things. Mm-hmm.
I think that
a getting back to the basics and increasing our prayer life, and when St. Paul says to pray unceasingly, I think, David, when you were talking about saying the sign of the cross 5 times, I mean, if you were to do that in the morning and then you do that at the end of the day, your whole day becomes a prayer, right?
Absolutely.
So isn't that kind of a way of praying unceasingly, is to wrap your whole day in prayer with the beginning and the end? So, Lori, describe a little bit to us what your prayer life looks like. Does this actually take on, if you read the book, which is basically a diary, and listeners, it's not a very big book, it's not a very thick book, maybe 120 pages. If you were to say, this sounds like what our world needs, and I want to participate in this, how would your prayer life change if you were to buy into this and to decide to cooperate with the graces being offered and to include this in your prayers?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Good question. First of all, visit flameoflove.us to find those three special prayers that were given from Jesus and Mary and use them in your daily life. As MJ just mentioned, we want to, and this came right from our Lord. He said, when you wake up, bless yourself five times in honor of my five wounds, thinking about the Most Holy Trinity when you say in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he said even throughout the day, and certainly before you go to bed. Number two, the unity prayer. We were created by God to know, love, and serve him in this life so we can be happy with him forever in heaven. We need that to be united with God. We need to have a strong interior life with the Blessed Trinity who dwells within our baptized souls. The unity prayer helps us stay in union with Christ. It's indirectly about unity with one another, but primarily, first, we must have unity with God himself.
And before you say that, as I was reading the unity prayer, I actually interpreted it differently than it was.
I did too.
Than I believe it was meant to. So if you could say that slowly, who is it really, who are you praying with and for? I mean,
well, in the diary, Jesus says, Elizabeth called him my adorable Jesus. In other words, you're adoring him when you use that title. He said, I love that. He said, you can say that as a prayer, my adorable Jesus. And then he proceeded to give this unity prayer. And we start with that phrase, my adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, etc., etc., may our thoughts be one. We're talking to Jesus. And he said, this prayer was his greatest desire for mankind, because he wants us to be united with him. That's the goal of our time on this earth.
Okay, so the prayer is actually, you're talking about you and our Lord together.
Absolutely.
Not Jim and I, us.
That'll be a byproduct. But first it's with our Lord.
Right, right. Okay, now we haven't mentioned much about this, but actually Tony Mullen is coming to our area. I know that very skeptical about new devotions, new prayers, new anything. I mean, anytime someone says that Our Lady is appearing, or locutions, or Lord, and I think we have to be discerning.
Yes.
I think we have to. And I think that, you know, our Lady said that you will know it is correct if you have a good prayer life and you are in the state of grace, you will be able to discern, you know, the good and what comes from our Lord and what doesn't. So it's good, listeners, to ask a lot of questions, We have an opportunity here because he is coming into our town. So if you have any interest in this at all, and this kind of intrigues you, where can they find out more, and when, where, and how is he going to be in town, Lori?
First of all, Tony Mullen is the national coordinator of the International Movement of the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is a private association of the faithful under the spiritual direction of Cardinal Peter Erdő. So this is totally in union with the church and approved by the church and promoted by the church. He is also the author of The Only Way Evangelization Succeeds, Knowing the Only One Who Makes Missionary Disciples. He's helped about 1 million people make their consecration to Jesus through Mary. He actually founded the Children of the Father Foundation, which goes back to 1997. And then he's appeared on EWTN several times and speaks regularly around the U.S. on the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the new Pentecost. He will be at Our Lady of the Greenwood Church Monday, March 5th at 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 6th, he will be at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington, Indiana, after their 5:30 Mass. And then Wednesday, March 7th, from 7 to 8:30, he will be speaking at St. Luke Catholic Church in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, our guests today, David Proctor and Lori Brown, the state leader and associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We only have a minute and a half left. It goes so quickly. But if you were to say, let me ask you individually, if you were to tell our listeners or share with our listeners some of the fruits that you have received over the last year and a half to 2 years of being involved with this movement, what would you say?
One of the things that it talks about is that this grace that we're given is an ark, similar to the ark that happened during Noah's time, that by being involved with this grace, we're going to have protection from Our Lady, we'll have the assurance of faith, and that is something that is just intangible. But you'll have that shield of protection by doing that. And they do relate it to the Ark, like the Ark of the Covenant, the Noah's Ark. It's that kind of protection. So I know that's very powerful in the signal grace.
Okay, so Lori, what fruits can you, tangible fruits, or can you say, has your life changed in the last couple of years?
My love for God has increased exponentially. My ability to walk with Him, so to speak, through my day with these prayers, I pray them continually, and I truly feel the peace of God. I feel protected, as David mentioned, truly, where even if I'm going through adversity, I still feel that peace, and I feel God is with me, and it's increased with this. Absolutely. May I have a parting quote from the diary, which I think is so beautiful. So we are all being invited by the Blessed Mother to help her save souls. She gives us this tool. She calls it an instrument of light. She said, I'm putting this beam of light into your hands. Use this. It's the grace from her heart. And so she does ask for some fasting. You can find out about that when you go on the website. There is offer up all your sacrifices, do these prayers, pray your rosary every day, consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother, to Jesus through Mary, wear your brown scapular, but gather together in these prayer cenacles using the Flame of Love prayers. Mary stresses that. Please come together, she says, but listen to the reward. This is from the diary. Human words cannot express what I have prepared for all of you. I await your arrival in heaven with a rich gift. My heart will rejoice upon your arrival. Many souls whom you have helped to set free from purgatory through your sacrifices will welcome you. They will overflow with joy. Like good friends, they will await your coming and be there to meet you.
Beautiful way to end it. God bless you both, and thank you for being our guests on Faith in Action.
Thank you.
And before we leave you, we want to remind you that if you'd like to find out more information about local Flame of Love events, you can email flameofloveindiana@gmail.com. And to find out more on the national level, the website is www.flameoflove.us. You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.